The excavation began on August 8th. Archaeologists are documenting and clearing the site in preparation for the construction of a new bridge between Unalaska and Mackinac Islands. Michael Yarborough, of Anchorage-based Cultural Resource Consultants, is the lead archaeologist on the project. Speaking at the dig site on Monday, he said that the new houses were most likely part of the same small village that archaeologists have been investigating on the site for the past 6 years.
The presumption is that this is all basically one cultural occupation that dates to essentially 2,500 to 3,500 years ago. One of the questions that we have and one of the things we're looking for is there anything older?
The excavation project at the Mackinac Bridge site has been the source of much controversy in Unalaska. Particularly sensitive is the matter of what human remains might still be present at the site and how they're handled. Yarborough wouldn't comment about whether his team had found any remains yet this month, but said that they're being careful to comply with state law. The new houses were unearthed late last week and bring to 10 the number of homes discovered at the site so far. Like the others, the new finds are partially intact rings of stones. When they were built, they most likely would have had roof supports made out of whalebone or driftwood and would have been insulated with sod. Yarborough said that the site appears to date from 2,500 to 3,500 years ago and is smaller than the village sites from about 1,000 years ago found elsewhere on the island.
This is actually relatively small compared to some of the other ones, even on a Mackinac Island. There are some other sites, you know, around the island that are literally the size of small towns. They're huge. And, you know, this is a very important and significant site. But like I said, you know, we're sort of defining and delimiting the edges. And, you know, it's relatively small.
In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.